ordered the police to surrender our house here, and the Shah told the Iraqi government in order to control our visits, and I told the Iraqi officials that I cannot quit what I had started. This was a responsibility put on my shoulder, and I told them that I was going to continue what I was doing, and they can do whatever they want. The Iraqi officials told me that I had to respect agreements that, according to them, I had with the Iranian government, and my political activities in Iraq could not be tolerated. I told the Iraqi government that I had no commitment to Iranian government. In fact, it was the Iraqi government that had committed itself to Shah. I told Iraqi officials that I was only doing what I was made to do. I was only speaking for people, and I was only recording my sermons in order to send to Iran, and Iraqi officials could do whatever they want. Now, my friends in Najaf, my companions in Najaf, were scared off by the government, and they were threatened that if they continue visiting me, they are going to be hurt. And after I found out about this, I got worried about their safety, and I decided to leave. Of course, I came to the border with Kuwait, of course, under the observation of Iraqi police. And when I got there, I found out that the Kuwaiti government was also under pressure by Iranian government. In fact, they did not, the officials in Kuwait did not even allow me to move around in the city. Of course, I have no complaint, and I don't want to object to Kuwaiti government. Well, I understand that they couldn't do anything else, and they had some kind of agreement with the Iranian government. So I don't want to say that I'm unhappy about Iraqi or Kuwaiti governments. I thought to myself that I was only living my fate, and that was the fate that God Almighty had determined for me. I decided to go to Syria and stay there for the time. But God Almighty apparently had decided something else for me, and I had to go somewhere else. And I had no idea what was going to happen to me. When I went back to Basra, I went to Iraq then. And I found out wherever in the Islamic countries I go, I will run into the same problems. Same problem, Iranian government is not going to leave me alone. So I decided, of course, without prior planning, to leave Iraq for France, even though I did not wish to leave an Islamic country. But again, God Almighty had a certain fate for me, and God Almighty had decided that I had to be in France in order to spread my word around. And in fact, I was happy that I had the chance to have several interviews every day in France. A lot of American broadcasters, media people, and correspondents came and had interviews with me, and they published it and they broadcast it all over. And this continued, and my interviews gave everyone a chance to find out that all the propaganda that ex-regime launched against me were wrong. Apparently, as I was told, Mohammad Reza, the king, ex-king, had designated $100 million to have propaganda, his propaganda machine against me. And in fact, he had his operatives all over the world in order to launch this campaign against me. For that time, for the period that I was in Paris, I offsetted and neutralized the Shah's propaganda against me by my interviews, with my interviews. And a lot of points were cleared for the leaders and officials of the different countries in the world. Because of the power and the strength that God Almighty had bestowed on Iranian people, and with unity and one voice, Iranian nation revolted, and after almost about a year with all the killings and bloodshedding by Iranian government, after I was exiled, sent to Iraq, and then for about a year and a half, Iranian nation started the movement, and this movement, in fact, was launched, started from Iraq and continued all the way to Paris. All these things that happened, the revolution, great revolution in Iran, we owe it first to God Almighty, and second, we owe it to the people of Iran, especially the poor and the downtrodden, not the rich and well-to-do in Iran. We owe this success to those men and women, young and old, the poor, who took to the streets whenever they were called upon, and they did not have any fears, and they weren't scared of Shah's military. In fact, I think peoples with clenched fists and by giving their blood overpowered Shah's regime. When I study Iranian situation, and when I realize that the nation, the whole Iranian nation, wanted justice and its rights, I find out that the revolution, the movement, could have been seen not just in Tehran, but also all over Iran, in every city, and in all corners of Iran. And when I realized that, I thought to myself that this was God's doing. Man, with all the power and strength that he might possess, cannot win the hearts and minds of people all over Iran. The hearts and minds of old people as well as young people. This was God's doing, to have people rallying on the streets, yelling at Shah's regime and shouting for their freedoms and saying that they didn't want monarchy in Iran to continue anymore, than they want Islamic Republic. And once again, I realized that God Almighty was behind the movement in Iran, and this success is going to be continued. And from day one of the revolt in Iran, after Iranian people started the movement, I was very hopeful, and I had a lot of hopes for this movement, and that's exactly what happened. But I should warn everyone that no one should ever say that it was his effort or that other person's effort. This piece of poetry that was read here, praising me, I'd like to say that this poetry, these words were nice, but I don't want to say that I deserve it, and I was the only instrument that made this revolution successful. It was, in fact, the blood and the effort of all Iranian people that had this revolution succeed. We had the mothers in Iran that had given all the their children, all four children, for instance, and they wished to have another one to send to the streets. What really helped us succeed in Iran was Islam and the spirit of Islam and people's religiosity. In fact, the change that occurred in people that even surpassed regimes changes in Iran. I remember days that even when a policeman went to Iran's Grand Bazaar, and that single policeman could order all the shopkeepers and merchants to close down their shops for the 4th of Aban, the November birth anniversary of Shah, and no one could resist that, and they had to obey that single policeman's order. But God Almighty brought about a great change in the souls of the people, and this was God's doing, and the same people took to the streets and yelled down with Shah's regime. People were not scared of machine guns and the army tanks on the streets, and they jumped, in fact, on the tanks and disarmed the personnel. This change was brought about by God, and you could see the change in everyone, young and old. Wherever you went in Iran, you could see people from all walks of life resisting the Shah's security forces, and they were not scared. I would like to praise God Almighty and be thankful to God because of people's efforts. I should once again reiterate that the success and we achieved in our revolution was the result of efforts of the people. I was not really the only one working for this revolution. In fact, the power and the strength given to God Almighty that could uproot 2,500 years of monarchism in Iran and the Iranian kingdom. Of course, Shah's regime was supported by the United States of America, China, Russia. All the superpowers of the time supported Shah's regime, and he had a huge arsenal of weapons. But our people were not scared of the arsenal, the weaponry, and with the help of God Almighty, the same people who had no arms except their religion, their only weaponry was their religion, could defeat Shah's regime. And the regime, ex-regime, backed off. In fact, sometimes I was put under pressure, and there were some secret plots against me in order for me to stop my efforts. In fact, Shah sent an envoy to me, and he said that he will abdicate and let me run the country, and he will, if only he could only stay as a ceremonial king in Iran. Towards the last days of the revolution, when the regime was weakened, they started putting pressure on the on French officials, the president of France, and they asked me to stop my efforts. In fact, they were trying to stop me from flying to Iran. The U.S. government did the same. Even from Iran, there were some people who encouraged me to stay longer in France and not fly to Iran. And I understood that they were trying to stop me from arriving in my country. So I decided to fly to Tehran, no matter what was going to happen to me. I didn't care. So I told them that I was not going to change my plans. Later, I was told that all airports were closed to me and in Iran. And I told them that whenever the airports are opened, we will fly to Iran. And since they could not keep these airports, the runways closed forever, they had to open the runway. And that's how I arrived in Iran, in Tehran, in fact. And a lot of people welcomed me, and I thanked them all. Of course, when I arrived in Iran, I heard some rumors and gossips between the government of the time and myself. I decided to appoint a prime minister, and I decided to use my religious duty to designate a cabinet. The government that was appointed by Shah threatened that they were going to arrest the members of my cabinet, the cabinet I had designated, and I told them no problem. Some other people were going to be appointed. The cabinet appointed by Shah decided not to allow the members of the cabinet that I had appointed to step into, to walk into the government offices. I don't know what happened, but I told the cabinet that Shah appointed that if they are only joking and they were not serious about their threats, we didn't care. But if they were going to, in fact, do something against us, we were going to defend ourselves and finish them off. Now, the cabinet appointed by Shah, headed by Shapur Bakhtiar. Shapur Bakhtiar was from nomads, and They were. He was from a very well-known and strong family in Iran, and I knew that. Bakhtiar ordered the police to shoot at people. In fact, he confessed to that, and I read it in several newspapers, that he ordered the people to be killed on the streets. But at the end, he had to escape the country. They destroyed our economy. We all know that if even one province in Iran could plant agricultural products, they could support and sustain the country. We were exporters at one point in history. In fact, the Queen of England had sent some envoy to Iran to see what the cattle raising is like in Iran, and they chose the best pastures in order to give it to British citizens and the Shah's operatives. They said they had nationalized our forests, but in fact they gave it to the foreigners. If we start to count all the atrocities and crimes that ex-regime, Shah's regime, committed against our country, we are going to end up with a long, long list. And unfortunately, not everyone knows about this, but I hope those officials and intellectuals and writers who knew what was happening in Iran and the extent of the damage inflicted on Iran would write it and let other people find out. Now, the foreigners should remember that our people are determined to keep this republic the way they want. Even our children are awakened, and with the help of God Almighty, this system is not going to be defeated, just like they couldn't defeat us. I would like to ask you, ask all the Muslims everywhere in the world, to look up to God and hope that God will help you. God Almighty, in whatever you do, is the only source that you can look up to. All the powers, all the military machines all over the world, when compared to God's strength, they are nothing. They will be defeated soon. Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, even though he was only one man facing lots of enemies, he put his trust on God, and he relied on God for help. And when he arrived in Mecca, he was victorious, and he in fact enlightened the world. And in fact, Prophet Muhammad's movement was a godly movement. It was not a movement that would kill people and do atrocities in order to establish some kind of order or regime. Prophet Muhammad had his movements in for God. God Almighty was behind him. In fact, it was teachings of Islam, God's words, that made people to leave their old ways of worshiping the icons and statues and idols. It was God's doing that enlightened people and made people to understand what Prophet Muhammad was saying. God God Almighty was behind Prophet Muhammad. And if you put your trust on God and rely on God, Gabriel and other angels will help you. I hope all the Muslim nations that some of them are divided now because of the enemies of Islam's propaganda. I hope these countries will come together and with one voice and under the flag of La ilaha illallah, there is only one God only, would form one Islamic rule in the world. God bless you all the best to you.
چه سر